It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad to be back. But I did have a good time this weekend when I went to visit Francois Clemens at his home in the big city. Look what some of our friends gave me when I was there. It's a special kind of lamp that has a waterfall painting on it. They gave it to me because they know I like water and waterfalls. I want to show you how it works. I'll plug it in over here. And turn it on. There's a little thing inside that makes it look as if the water is coming over the waterfall there. See, the whole way around it's doing that. Isn't that pretty? I'll show you inside how it works. First, I'll turn it off. See, inside there's this thing that goes around because of the heat that the light bulb makes. Nice. That has to be on just right so that it'll go around and make. I'll show you once more. How it goes? You know, in that big city where Francois Clemens lives, his apartment is on a street where sometimes people are allowed to play. Yeah, right in the street. Oh, we wouldn't be allowed to do that, no. You know, we're not allowed to go out in the street and play. But there, on special times, the police guard the street to be sure that no cars will come through it and people will be safe. It really is fun to remember being there. Neighbors. Mm-hmm. Had a good time. Yes. I was thinking about that roller skating. I used to like to roller skate a lot. You know that there's a waterfall in the neighborhood of make-believe. Sometimes it is running, and sometimes it isn't. Yeah. Why don't we just make-believe that Lady Aberlin and Queen Sarah are right beside the waterfall in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay?
And do you remember the day that it snowed in the neighborhood?
And the waterfall froze?
Yes.
Why doesn't water fall over the waterfall anymore?
I really don't know, dear. Friday is in charge of falling water.
I'd sure like to ask him about that.
Oh, well, here it comes now. Just go right ahead and ask.
Queen Sarah, Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
What brings you two to the garden?
Well, we were just having a little visit, Friday.
Uncle Friday, I have a question I'd like to ask you.
There will always be questions for kings to answer.
Well, I hope you can answer this one.
Pose your question.
Why doesn't the water fall over the waterfall?
Waterfall. Well, sometimes you want it on and sometimes you want it off. It's very difficult to turn it on and off, so I've just been leaving it off.
I see.
Why are you two so interested in the waterfall all of a sudden?
No particular reason, dear. We were just wondering.
Very well. Continue your wonder. Farewell.
Farewell, dear.
So, it's just a matter of turning it off and on.
That seems to be all.
Hey, Lady Aberlin.
Hi.
Hi, Queen Sarah.
Oh, hello, Ed.
I'm looking for my hide-and-find lesson from the OCS. Have you seen anything with OCS written on it?
Well, I don't believe I have, dear.
I haven't. Of course, I haven't been looking for anything with OCS on it.
Well, would you help me look right now? Somehow I feel there might be something very near.
Sure. Look for OCS.
Yes. It has to have it written on it.
Yes, that's it.
Well, just look over in here.
Any luck?
Not yet.
Hey, Lady Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
There seem to be a lot of O's on your dress. And some O's on your shoes, too.
Oh, those are the wheels on my roller skates.
Oh.
They do look like O's, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Well, I guess we'll have to look a little further for O-C-S, all three of those. Hey, what's that under the waterfall there?
What's what?
What have you found, dear?
Oh, look at that.
It looks like a ball. A ball, and the ball looks like an O.
And it has a C and an S printed on it.
Oh, the other way around.
O. Sure.
See? O.
O.
C.
C. S.
Yeah. Boy, that's it. Hide and find. Thanks very much. What?
I think it opens.
Is there something inside?
Yes, there is. A note.
What's it say?
You may think that you have found another hide and find,
mm-hmm.
but it's only a clue to the hat on the head of the roller skate man who's kind.
The hat on the head of the roller skate man who's kind? What's that mean?
It's a clue. You have to find a hat on a kind roller skating man.
Oh, but I don't know any roller skating man.
X.
Yeah?
I've got roller skates on today, and I would be happy to go roller skating for you and see if I can find a kind, hatted roller skating man.
Boy, would you do that for me?
Certainly. Excuse me, Aunt Sarah.
Oh, I'd be glad to see you skate, dear.
Oh, so nice.
Good day to you.
You're just the man I'm looking for. Would you like to come to the castle?
A speedy skate delivery man?
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's go skate away. Let's skate around the tree, alrighty?
Good idea.
Alrighty, here we go. Hello, lady. Here I am again, right onto the castle. It's certainly a speedy way.
Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you, X. Good
Hello,
day.
Mr. McFeely.
I found
good
you
day,
a
everybody.
Kind roller skating man.
Oh, good. Mr. McFeely, what is under your hat?
Under my hat?
Yeah.
Yes. I have a letter here, and
oh,
it's...
what does it say? This is all so surprising.
Well, it's addressed X the Owl. I'll open it up already, and I'll read it.
Good.
Dear OCS student, you have found your hide-and-find. Congratulations.
Oh, good.
Sincerely, hidingly, and findingly, the faculty of the Owl Correspondence School. That's what it says, X.
Oh, isn't that a great school that I have?
It certainly is.
Well, I think I'll just sing the Owl Correspondence School alma mater. You can all help me if you like.
Alrighty.
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS,
yes.
We do our lessons, and we get a U or S. We hope for an S, so
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS.
Dear OCS. Yes.
Owl Correspondence School, we love you best, we love you best.
Oh, and to think that this lesson all started under that dry waterfall.
That's true.
Under the waterfall.
Hide and find. That OCS is a great school. I have an idea about OCS. here somewhere. Yeah. This is something that a plumber friend gave to me one time. He wasn't using anymore. It's a flexible tubing, they call it. And I thought I could just make some letters out of it. Does that look like an O? And what about, that could be a C. Let me try making an S. There. OCS. Yes, and the telephone rings. Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. How are you? An oboist. Good. Well, sure. You know, I'm interested in everything. Fine, we'll come over. All right, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Joe Negri says there's a man who plays the oboe very well at his shop. So let's go on over to Negri's music shop, shall we? Then we'll come back here. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
I've come to hear some oboe music.
Okay.
And a lot of schools like this instrument.
Oh, nice to meet you, a good friend of mine. Hi, Fred. Fred, this is Jim Byers.
Glad to meet you, Mr.
He's,
Byers.
He's here in the store today showing me some members of the woodwind family, the double reed woodwinds.
Well, now, this isn't an oboe.
No, this isn't the oboe.
This is the lowest voice of the double reeds, and it's called a bassoon.
It makes you want to march, doesn't it?
Yeah. Really has a nice,
really
deep,
tall,
rich bass sound. Is it because it's so big, Jim, that it has such a low quality?
That's right. The taller the instrument, or the longer it is, the lower it sounds. Look, the smaller it gets, the higher it goes.
From the floor, you see, it comes clear up to here on me. Where should I put the...
There's a stand here.
Mr. Byers really plays the English horn and the oboe. There's the English horn.
Look at that. That has a bulb on the end of it. Looks a little like a clarinet.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're made out of the same wood, and their keys look a lot alike. But it also has a double reed, like the bassoon does.
I'd like to hear that one. That's pretty.
Very nice. Jim, before you put that away, could we try something for Fred?
Sure.
I have some music here, over here on a music stand. These are some of Fred's songs, and this one just might sound nice on the English horn.
Well, I'm glad you keep them on hand.
I was working on them earlier. Shall we try that one?
All right.
All right. Used as solo instruments, aren't they,
yes.
Jim?
Every orchestra has an English horn.
For a long time. Thank you for that.
No. Here's the one. Here's the one Mr. Byers really loves. This is his favorite, I think. Is that right?
Yes, this is my main instrument. I play the oboe a great deal.
At the reed.
Mm-hmm. You think Fred could get a sound out of that?
Well, you could try, Mr. Rogers. Put both lips in the mouth and blow very hard. Even harder. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now try to keep it steady.
Takes so much air.
Takes a lot of pressure.
Is that my own saliva?
No, that's
there?
Water. We have to keep the reeds in water.
Oh, I see.
Because if they're not wet, they won't play.
Oh, so you keep them wet all the time. I see. Well, I'd like to be able to play.
Would you like to put the reed on the oboe?
Put the reed all the way into the oboe. Push it very hard. And hold it with the left hand, first finger on the first hole. Now, but don't be surprised if it doesn't come out beautiful the first time.
Not surprised.
You really have to push hard. Second finger. And the third finger.
This takes a lot of air, doesn't it, Mr. Byers?
So much.
Just when you're beginning, though. Once you get whenever you've done it for a while, then it becomes easier.
You must have practiced a long time. I better take this out.
I have another reed. I'd like to play a song for you, if you'd let me.
Great.
With Mr. Negri.
Yeah, we were.
Joe, do you sell these reeds?
No, Fred, I don't sell the reeds. See, the reeds are made by hand. Each oboe player makes his own reed.
Hmm. If you were a young student, you would have to get your reeds from your teacher. They don't sell them in stores.
I see.
They're just not manufactured. They have to be made by hand.
They're very delicate and complicated.
Well, how do you do it? I mean,
you take a knife and you scrape on it, just like you would carve on a piece of wood.
But what is this stuff?
That's bamboo.
Oh,
so you
carve it?
And it's grown in France, and it's shipped to America.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you carve your own bamboo if you're going to be a double reed instrument player.
That's right.
I'll put it back in the water.
Let me try that song for Fred.
Sure.
All right.
Have you always wanted to play music? I mean, even when you were a little boy, were you interested in music?
Yes, it has been a love of mine, and I love to play the oboe and the English horn.
Well, I know you gentlemen have a lot of business to tend to. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I have to sell him now some oboes for his students.
Well, good. Being able to play like that, I would think you'd be able to do it easily. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Beautiful tone. Double reed instrument. Bye, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
How do you do? Good. Couldn't put that in my mouth, but I could straighten it out and pretend. Do, 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 do. I like the sound of the oboe. You know, I was just thinking. There's a waterfall in the sink. There it is. You see? Water is falling from the faucet. See, I could make two waterfalls out of it by putting my hand here and make another one under my hand. Here's one, and there's another one down there. I like to think of things like that. And I like to feed the fish. There you are. Running after the food. You go and get it. Let's take my waterfall lamp. Might use that another time. Just put it in here. That's the beginning of our week. We'll have lots to do together this week, you and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day. Sure. I was glad to come back to be able to visit with you, because I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.